The ones that got us are HB's, which is a good brand.
Okay, we're going to call this meeting to order, please. Statement of adequate notice, the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and the adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Express Times and the Star Ledger and posted on the borough's website, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. If you all please stand to salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Brown?
Here.
Conrie?
Yes.
Hunter? Noon?
Here.
Norris?
Here.
Braun?
Here.
Cox?
Here.
Okay, so now comes our audience and council appearance. Can we get a motion to open up the audience part of the...
Second.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, if there's anybody that has something they want to say, then come on up to the podium.
Name, address.
Okay, all right. Name, address.
Yes, hi. It's Cindy Albert at 12 Prosper Way. I just have a question about the garbage. You're talking about possibly getting rid of the company that we have now. And
the company
thing
we have now is our own.
Right. And the thing was, when we originally got them, we were told our taxes were going to go down, but they didn't. So now, I would assume that if I were to vote that I didn't want this company anymore, then my taxes would stay the same, and then it'd go back to the way it was, because that's all I've heard. I have not heard anything else.
The taxes that you pay are multifaceted. There a lot of, like, if there's an increase, the borough's been flat. Like, the town itself hasn't increased taxes. County and school taxes always have small increases year to year. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't be able to, like, actually see the reflection of a reduction in your taxes.
Okay, so my question is then, if we get rid of this company that we now own...
Not a company, it's through our...
Yeah, it's the borough.
Okay, if we get rid of the borough, then everything will go back to the way it was and stay the same, or what will happen?
Well, no, your taxes will go up.
You're looking at
them.
Well, okay, then how come nobody that I have spoken to know this? Isn't there, like, some way to let people know?
Okay, excuse me.
Neighbors and friends, and they're like, oh, no, our taxes will stay the same. Everything goes back to the way it was.
Your neighbors and friends are not on council. They weren't involved in the policy.
That's me.
Right, well, how do they know?
I'm her neighbor.
Isn't there, because, I mean, now that I know this, like, our taxes will go up because now we got to pay somebody else. Right?
Actually, I've contacted the clerk, and we're going to have our financial advisor officer. She's going to be here the next meeting, October 18th.
Okay.
By Zoom, right?
She'll be on the phone, or
yes,
Zoom.
She's going to be on the phone.
But by audio.
But
and she will
she
be
can answer any of those
address.
Questions you have.
Okay.
But the bottom line is
if
the residents vote to do away with the town doing the own trash holes, your taxes are going to go up.
And they're going to go up more than we're paying for the garbage company right now? The taxes will go up more than we're paying for the garbage that we pay for right now, because we're paying, you know, what we pay a month.
You pay $300 a year.
Right, and our taxes will go up that much? Will our taxes go up that much or not as much?
Probably more than that.
Okay, then I think it's really important that you let people know this before they go out and vote, because people don't know this. And
so
not everybody's going to come to these meetings.
The next,
or some I've come.
At the next excuse me. At the next meeting, I plan to have someone who retired from the garbage company here to let anybody that comes into that meeting get an idea of what we're paying now, because we've never been told, and let me put it this way, I've never been told what the savings were going to be.
Right.
It was always, we'll save money. Was it explained? No, it was not to me. So,
well, I'm just looking at you because you was one of the ones who did the petition. You was the one who signed the petition
to
put it on the ballot. To put it on the ballot.
You, I didn't sign any petition to have it put on the ballot.
Yes, you did.
Well, that's
you,
news to me.
I'll tell you who it is.
Yeah, then you tell
Del
me.
Del Parachek, Luann Cox, John, the last name is Music and LaFrance.
We had signed something like that last year, not this year.
Yes, but it's on the ballot. It's you. So it was signed last year, but they put it on the ballot now.
This year. Exactly.
So in any event, it's going on the ballot, and we are going to have somebody here that knows more about what's supposed to be happening and the pros and cons of how much money we would spend now compared to what we would spend with another garbage company. So if people want to know what's happening, they really have to start coming to the meetings.
Can't you send a flyer out?
Post it on the website.
We put it on the website. You get a lot of people that are voting, and they're going to think that, well, just what I thought, that things go back to the way they were, will save money, and it's really might really mess us up. And everybody here seems not to want that because we don't want to pay more taxes.
The reason we did this was to save the taxpayers.
Exactly, but nobody knows. I mean, I'm a person that just came off the street, and I'm telling you, this is what people think. And my daughters, they say, oh, it'll go back to the way it was. But no, you're saying it won't. We're going to pay more taxes. But there's no way, unless you go to this meeting of knowing, most people that go to meetings, you have to know that. If you put it on the ballot, you know, people are going to say, no, it's going to go back to the way it was. This is great. And you might lose, and we're all going to lose.
Two years ago, when all this was implemented, we had a bunch of meetings on the trash because a lot of people were uninformed.
We have a lot of voters that don't show up.
We had a lot of Zoom meetings, and matter of fact, on the Zoom meetings,
we had 200 people.
We had 200 people at a time.
And how many voters do you have?
Voters?
We don't know.
I don't know who votes and who don't.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Well, what I'm saying,
we had meetings, months of meetings, about why we did this, how much the savings were going to be, how to calculate your savings. The town manager that was here, he gave the figures of how to value your... Everybody's savings is different.
I'm just saying, your guys have been really optimistic, and what I'm saying is, I know there's people out there that are going to vote that have no clue, and they're going to think they're going to save money, and that's all I wanted to say.
Right.
If anybody sent flyers out, I would do it.
So it's going to be advertised.
It's
going to be advertised at the next meeting.
Okay, keep coming up at the next meeting, but that's...
They're not going to come to the next meeting. There's almost nobody here.
And that's what I'm trying to stress. That's all I'm trying to say. I want to save us all money. I wish everybody knew. You got a lot of voters, and we should have put it on the ballot then. That's all I'm saying.
I just want to explain to everybody, the borough's hands were tied. This was an initiative that got enough signatures.
It was a petition.
And the borough council had to take... Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
The borough council had to take action. This was an initiative with enough signatures.
Correct.
And the hands of the borough were tied, so they had to introduce this ordinance, resulting in the question being on the ballot.
Correct.
And I get your issue of how it's worded.
Right.
So that's an issue as well, and I do recommend that something gets out by council to do an explanation summary. But the hands of the council were tied. They had to do this because this was initiated by an initiative,
petition. Because these people think we're going to save money, and that's why they insist upon it. So you might lose, I will lose, we will all lose.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it is explained properly and not at a meeting, because nobody comes to the meeting. Sorry, but they don't.
One of the things under the law, the way these ballot questions have to be written, it can't be written in a way that's going to persuade. That's going to persuade voters to do one thing or another. It has to be very objective, so that's why it's written the way that it's written. There's legislation, case law out there that says that it cannot be.
Well, it needs to be changed. People need to know facts.
Yeah, because just so you're aware, too, the impetus for us doing this was to have control over tipping fees and a lot of other trucking fees because everything is skyrocketing. Had we not done it with the current fuel costs, how they've skyrocketed this year, they've gone down a little bit. There's all surcharges that we would have gotten if we had gotten it from a private company that we're able to curtail. The other issue is there's going to be repercussions if it's voted upon that, well, we're going to get rid of it. Well, we're stuck with two trucks now.
That we should keep the trucks. We should keep it, obviously, from what you guys say.
But we have a 30-year bond.
I'm one little person that can't tell the whole borough,
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why people out there in the borough wanted this to be on there is because they think the way I was thinking before I came here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're going to be screwed unless the word gets out and this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we need flyers, we need something, and it's not just going to work from your meetings. I'm sorry. And I just had to say that.
Well, we have green signs out there. There's green signs out there saying don't vote no.
Yes, but but why? I had no idea. Josephine, my neighbor, had a sign
out. Had to tell you.
I had no idea why. I'm like, no, that's crazy. I want to save money. That's why I came here tonight.
Exactly.
Okay, so I have a question for you. What way do you feel that most people would get the answers to your questions?
Your
what would be the best way for us to reach out?
The only way to reach out is to probably send something through the mail saying that it's not going to go back to the way it was. Taxes will go up because they are charging more now. It's not going to go back to the way it was. You think it's going to go back to the way it was, but it's not. Everything's gone up. You don't have to say you're going to, but you are probably going to pay more. Plus, we're still going to have to pay for these trucks because we own them, so you're taxes are going to go up for that alone, mm-hmm. So you need to get something in everybody's mailbox that they're going to look at. That's the only way I can see it happening. That's it.
Name and address.
Christopher Buck, 95 Lundy Beach Trail. This guy who's coming in, is he from a privatized company? He'll explain the difference between what a privatized amount would be and a city-owned would be. And does the guy have a resume that we can all see before he comes up? As someone who's voting for this, that would be important to me and the people in my neighborhood, and probably the borough too, because I would like to see his resume and what he's done over the couple years since he's retired.
He's a retired trash representative.
Was
not for any specific company.
Okay, so he's just a guy who just retired who worked for anybody.
Whatever.
So basically, he's saying he just does trash and he just worked for either a privatized company or a town, because that's important to me. That's my question. So that doesn't leave me with any doubt that this guy can explain anything to me. Thank you.
I don't need an answer. So
the CFO will be here as well.
Our chief financial officer for the borough.
If he says he's a retired guy, I would like to know if he does something with privatized, he can explain both. The difference between privatized and the difference between owning it in the borough. I already know what's going to happen.
Lori, can you have our CFO, and I know it's short notice, but can you have our CFO not only explain what the financial reason was and that we did this, but also maybe do a procurement of other costs current? And then do a comparison. I know it's a lot to ask, but it would really make sense then to have something to really show. I mean, we could bring anybody in to talk about garbage, but if the bottom line is it boils down to the numbers. And if we can get current costs, because we did this 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
the current costs for tipping fees are astronomical right now. Recycling fees are through the roof. So I think that would be a little bit more informative. I know it's a lot to ask.
I spoke with her today, and I did tell her, I said, at the next meeting, we really need you to explain, the costs and what we're spending now. And she's really on the ball. She's, aware of what's going on. So I think she, she won't have a problem, getting that and explaining. As far as from talking to her, going private is going to be astronomical as far as, if this winds up going to private. But she'll be on, and I'll make sure I relay that message to her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Leslie, I think I asked this before at another meeting, but can you look at what our avenues are if it does indeed pass?
Yeah, I did tell her. Told her.
We got an email.
We've looked into that already, okay. So I will provide something to everybody prior, well in advance of the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. What are the chances that we can broadcast the next meeting on Zoom? That was easier when everybody was in their own home, but it's a little trickier this way.
It's a good question. As long as it's noticed in advance, there would be no problem with it.
Hi, I'm Latoya from 27 Washington. What about we put an ad on Facebook, Washington Borough? I see a lot of people on there. They're talking.
a lot of people respond because no one comes to the meeting and I don't attend the Zoom meeting.
What you could do, I mean, the Zoom meeting is something that the borough would have to advertise for, but certainly there could be something put on the website indicating that, you know, this will be a topic of discussion. And the borough does not have its own Facebook page, so it would that's something that the borough does not control. So I can't speak to, you know,
who can, like, both parties come together and, like, print flyers or some type of marketing?
Well, if you know who, if, I mean, you could certainly, if you know the administrator of that website, you can sort of, the Facebook page, you can certainly ask them, you could put it on there to, you know, that would.
Well, I think it would be better if it comes from, like, the mayor or, you know. It won't look like.
Well, it doesn't. It's not just a mayor. It's the council. Because alone, I have no say. With these people, I have not too much say. So it has to come from everybody. It's not just the mayor.
So the borough of Washington,
we do have
Facebook alert.
We have a Facebook alert out.
Right here.
The borough has a Facebook page.
But I have no access to that.
Exactly.
And Matt, I reached out to him about it, and he's not really even sure of who the administrator is, so okay. I have not touched that.
But we can use the NICSL.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can send something out on NICSL.
Okay, so if it's going on NICSL, then can it be forwarded to the Washington Borough Facebook page?
That would be, again, so that
somebody would have to share it.
Right, somebody would have to share it, because that page is not run by,
it's not maintained
by, nothing to do.
But someone of, like, leadership from here, like,
somebody. Well, the Facebook page is not working anymore. That's what she just said.
But somebody posted something on September 27th that said, avoid the alley between Taylor Street School beginning Wednesday night. So somebody is still posting to the borough of Washington, Warren County. No.
He couldn't even work the smart click on
the
Thanks, LaToya.
Where?
Hi, I'm Magdalene Brown from 5 Miller Street in Washington. To piggyback off this entire conversation, the young lady's right. You can't ask her to talk to the administrator of a Facebook page to post a political announcement. That has to come from you, much like a bid when they have to advertise something. They must do it themselves, per request of the administrator. They don't allow us to do political posting. So that's on you. Okay? If you want to advertise something, if you want the people to actually know, you have to do it. You just have to do it. Much like when you're promoting your you know, campaign when you're running. Right? I mean, we all do it.
Well, I can't say that we're not. We are doing it. I can't speak for everybody here. I can say that we are, and we have sent stuff out to our property owners in regards to the job.
I've been on 5 Washington pages, and I rarely see any information from the job.
I'll tell you personally why I don't do Facebook.
Me either.
Is because it's going
to
turn into.
But you're not making it possible for people to hear the information.
That's fine.
When the proposal for the garbage came, I was confused, much like she was. Everybody was. Okay? But I come to the meetings. So I make it my business to find out what's going on. So I contacted Matt, I spoke to the council members. I got the information. But not everybody's me. Nobody does that. Most people expect our government body to inform them. So we have to figure out a way to make it better. Make it easier to go to school.
Didn't we do a mass mailing?
We did a mass mailing. Every taxpayer got a
But it was over a year ago.
Over a year ago.
Yeah.
Over a year ago. It went out to everybody when the dollars went to a check.
There was nothing. They gave us specific information as to how it was going to work and our taxes were going to be affected. I know that, because I don't get one.
When you received your bill, Matt sent out a breakdown of how much it would be, because I got one. Every borough resident got one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The tax to the individual house.
Right.
I didn't own a house. So I didn't get that money. That's my point.
You got that after.
The mailing came in on time to see what was going on. Now, I'm not saying I'm against the garbage. I actually like it. I want it. Okay? And I'm going to vote to keep it.
However, I've been all of it. We want it, right? But like Cindy, she had no idea. So she was just ready to say, no, I don't want it. Because she was thinking, oh, I'm going to take taxes, I'm going to do this. The information is not clear enough for people to understand what they're voting for. And it's not about picking sides. It's about picking what's best for the town. Because ultimately, it affects all our pockets.
Okay?
And right now, the way we have the garbage, in my opinion, it's the best way to go. If people change it and they vote against it because they don't understand it, that's a really bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is one thing if they choose it because they think and they believe it and they know and they understand it and okay,
that is
correct. What I want. But they don't even know what they're voting for.
Correct.
So we need to be a little clearer about the information.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Just a little clarity. That's all we're asking. That's it.
Yep. Thank you.
Sorry.
No, that's true.
Melanie Teal, Executive Director of Washington Business Improvement District at 21 Belvedere Ave. I wasn't going to say anything about the garbage, but I will say the bid office, people, and it's just like the general consensus, the general people that live in the neighborhood, people that live in Washington Borough, they think the bid office is the mayor. They think the bid office is the borough council. They think the bid office is the borough manager. They think we're the zoning officer. They think we're everything. And they stop in a lot. And the biggest question I've been getting lately is, explain this garbage to me. What am I voting for? And it shouldn't... I explain it to them to the best of my knowledge, but I shouldn't have to do that. I should have something in writing that I can hand to them and say, this is what the difference is going to be. This is what we have now, which, in my opinion, is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you vote the other way, that, you know, unfortunately some people got it on the ballot, and now we're stuck with it on the ballot. And everyone that's spoken is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, I know, because I'm the boots on the ground in this borough every day. You need to get the information out there. And if you don't, we are not going to have our DPW collecting the garbage after the election. Trust me. It's bad. The majority of the people that I speak to on a day-to-day basis, and I don't bring it up, they bring it up to me, are going to vote to not have our DPW pick up the garbage. And I hear it every day. So you need to be very clear as to what the differences are and how it is going to affect the voters. And the woman that spoke is right. They're not going to come to the meeting, and they're not going to Zoom in. They want it in their hands. They want to pick it up in my office. They want to pick it up at the quick check. They want to pick a flyer up, or they want it in their mailbox. And someone is going to have to take a stand, and I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, I don't care what you are, but you as a council are going to have to put it in writing. Mm-hmm. And you could put an ad in the Messenger that goes out once a month. Now, the November Messenger, the deadline's coming up within a couple of days, so you don't have much time for that. But you're going to have to get the information out there, or you're going to lose the garbage pickup, and it's going to go back to being privatized. Trust me on that. Because like I said, I hear it every single day. And what I'm hearing is not good. And I'm trying to convince people otherwise. But it's an uphill battle. Right? So, you know, like I'm 110% for keeping it the way it is. I love our DPW. It's the smoothest silk the way it is right now, and it should stay this way. But come election day, if election day was tomorrow, you're going to lose by a landslide.
Mm.
And I'm not just telling you the facts. You know?
We hear it, but we feel like we're being scolded for...
I wish I could scold that one person who never comes to these meetings.
And we did have hundreds of people on the Zoom call.
Absolutely.
Everybody was informed why we were doing it. We can do it again.
But people forget. Yeah. Unfortunately...
Well, that's why we're also exploring that if it does pass, if there's anything we can do.
Because it's
going to put the borough in financial ruin.
Absolutely.
Right.
And exactly. And I want to help any way I can. You know, I can repost whatever you give me on the big Facebook page.
I have something in the car you can post.
Yeah, I definitely will.
And I have something.
Yeah, I want to help. I want to help as much as I can with this to make the people as informed as possible without taking a political stance one way or another. I just want the facts out there.
That's great.
And I'll be more than happy to share the information through the good. I know. It seems like you're being scolded. I get it.
I'll have somebody.
I get it all the time.
Well, because we keep informing.
I'm not going to
do so much.
I know.
Someone else.
I know. Yeah. So anyway, enough of that. I just wanted to ask again. I know I brought this up a couple meetings ago, and this is just like FYI, is there any progress on it? The buildings in town that are currently unoccupied, the commercial properties that still have the old businesses signs hanging up, is there any way we can get them taken, make the property owners take them down? Like, the perfect example I always use, Flowers by Theo hasn't been in business in, 15 years? And their sign is still hanging on the building.
So I can circulate, you have to get an ordinance that addresses commercial nuisances on commercial properties, and if we talk about, boarded up windows, which is not necessarily a problem. It covers,
yeah, I'm not worried about
covers,
that.
Yeah. It covers signage, it covers debris outside. What I could do, if there's an interest, is circulate I'm actually doing one in another municipality right now, so I can circulate that ordinance, and then you can make a decision as to whether it's something that makes sense.
Right. There are a lot of empty storefronts that still have the former tenants' signs hanging, and it just, they shouldn't be there.
Yeah, it's still vacant. They should at least look vacant then.
Right.
I'll circulate one.
And then the last thing I have is our next two events that are coming up this month are Dia de los Muertos, our Day of the Dead, which is Thursday, October 27th.
Can I see the flyers?
You sure can. I got a whole stack of them. Thank you. We do them in-house. So. And then Hometown Halloween, trick-or-treating in the business district, is going to be on Saturday, October 29th, because Halloween is a Monday, and the majority of our businesses are closed on Mondays, and the whole point is to bring people into the businesses, to bring their kids trick-or-treating, so we're doing it on the Saturday. So next year we'll go back to doing it right on Halloween, because Halloween will be Tuesday.
Nice.
So, yeah. You're welcome. And that's it, unless you have any questions for me about the Business Improvement District. That's it.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else in the audience have anything they want to say? Okay, you make a motion that we close the audience portion.
Close.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good. Okay, now we will take a motion for the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Brown?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Braun?
Yes.
Cox?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Do we have any new business? Okay. Do we have any old business? Okay. So let's do the second reading of the ordinance 2022-11.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The ordinance fixing the salary and wages of certain municipal officials, appointees, employees, and stipend applicable thereto, and repealing portions of prior inconsistent salary and wage ordinances beginning January 1st, 2022. Okay.
Make a motion to close the
public hearing.
Sorry. Make a motion to adopt the ordinance 2022-11.
Second.
Roll call.
Brown?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Braun?
Yes.
Cox?
Yes.
Okay. Resolutions. Resolution 2022-121, authorizing an award of contract for professional service to CP Engineers and JLLC, non-fair and open award of contract for municipal wastewater engineering consulting service.
So moved.
Second.
Anybody have any questions? I do. This person, this company, who's doing it now? That
they were
still
appointed,
doing it?
Yeah, but because there's multiple projects that they're working on, they have to the QPA advised that we have to do another resolution to increase the amount because the original appointment resolution didn't cover the cost of these multiple projects that they have. So they had to redo the resolution to authorize the expenditures.
Okay. Okay. Make a motion to accept.
There was a motion and a second.
Okay. And so roll call.
Brown?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Cox?
Yes. Okay. They have bills?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Next, okay. Let's make a motion to pay our bills.
So moved.
I didn't get any. Okay. Roll call.
Brown?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Cox?
Yes. Okay. Recap, Laura.
I will contact the CFO and just go over again for her to come at the next meeting, but I will ask for a motion to also advertise for a Zoom meeting to for the October 18th meeting.
So
for me to authorize to advertise and move that forward.
I'll make a motion to make
second.
It a Zoom meeting.
Roll call.
Who is the second?
You were second? I'll second.
I will.
Okay.
One of us is third.
I got it. Brown?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Cox?
Yes.
Okay, and so I will have that advertised that our regular meeting will also be a Zoom meeting as well, in person and through Zoom. And that's it. But I will work with the CFO and the attorneys in getting something put together, a statement regarding the garbage initiative and the ballot question, see what avenues we can take legally.
I did ask Matt before he left to get something together, but he never did. I did ask him.
Okay.
Before.
So we have supposed to be working something together as to alternatives if the vote passes.
Yes, yes, I did.
Is that what you were? Is that Mike? That's what you want to go?
Yes, what I had asked him to do.
Yes. What can we do?
What can we do?
Okay.
Because that would also include the costs, right?
Yeah. Well, the cost is just, you know, everybody has to know that the cost is just not tipping fees. It's the surcharges, it's the payroll we have to pay out, the insurance we have to pay out, all that comes into play.
Yeah.
So while I love our garbage cans, I don't mind our garbage, but there's a lot of other things that come into play. So we have to hear every side of it.
Yep.
Yeah, we do.
There has to be exactly the cost on both sides.
That's correct. So you have, and we have to know what it was before we had our own garbage company, and we now need to know with all the added costs of payroll and insurances and the boots that they get paid for twice a year and the uniforms that we have to pay out and stuff like that. So all of that comes into play. It's not just tipping fees. So we'll have whatever we have written. Hopefully it will get out. Everything else gets out, so hopefully you all might find it on Facebook.
I have no access to Facebook, so
I don't have Facebook either. What?
Right, Leslie, when it does pass, when do we have to take action?
We probably have to do it by, I've got to look at the ordinance by the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. Is that even possible?
No, but we'll try.
There might be another avenue, but I don't want to misspeak or.
Excuse me, that Lori. That's exactly
Lori speaking.
I'll put in a memo and I'll circulate it.
Yeah, it might. You know, I don't want to misspeak, but I defer to the attorneys. But there is something that it may not be as devastating as you think it is if for some reason it passes.
But I will wait and, you know, get that. The public will get the information what I'm speaking about, but I just don't want to.
Within the next 2 weeks. So we'll they're having some discussions. I don't want to speak prematurely. So we'll put together, circulate it to the governing body, and then we'll have Natasha here at the next meeting, and whoever the mayor wants to bring in to discuss the situation. And
I'll let you know who, what show that is before it happens. I just won't spring it on anybody.
So, and hopefully we can get some, we'll put something on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then an explore.
Now, that meeting is the meeting we're going into executive session first?
Yes.
So what time will our meeting start?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Our meetings will start at 7, and we're going to defer from the agenda and go right into executive session. We'll just need a motion to do that.
Okay.
And then we come out, and then we'll go back into regular.
Okay.
Session. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the 18th is a busy meeting.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Okay.
What's happening?
We do,
mm-hmm.
right?
No.
No, we don't?
Yes, we do. Yes. Potential litigation.
No,
I got it.
No action. Okay. So, we'll do our council remarks first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, Jared, what do you have to say today, Councilman?
Jerry
Brown.
To say.
Oh, Lord. 3 minutes.
I'm quite succinct about it. I choose my words quite carefully. So I think that right now we live in the age of information, but it's also the age of misinformation. And there's some people out there spreading a lot of misinformation. So I think it's really, really important that we spread the proper information. If it comes from here, it's going to carry a little more weight than just people gossiping on Facebook and stuff. A lot of people don't know about the Faulkner Act and how our government works. The mayor is, you know, a councilman plus a few other things. It's not like equivalent to the presidency, where there's an executive. It's his own branch of government, and people don't realize that. And maybe they should, because civics was a long time ago, and even if it was, maybe they didn't pay attention back then. But honestly, I don't remember ever learning about local town governments and how they function. But I think it would be really important to put some things out there so that we combat some of this misinformation.
Thank you. Councilman Ron?
Thank you. I agree with you, Jared. I think that we definitely all have to be very responsible about the information that we're putting out there to make sure that it's accurate and it's unbiased, because this has the potential to affect every one of us.
Right.
So it's important at the same time to make sure that we give the correct information. And then people can decide, you know, whatever they want to do.
Right,
but
that's fair, then.
They can't say that they haven't been informed. I am very glad to see these now. I'm really looking forward to it, particularly Dia de los Muertos, because I feel like we as a community are moving forward with inclusion and diversity. So I thank you for that. Just happy to be here and looking forward to working with everyone. So you're all here for the same thing, to just do better for each other.
Thank you very much. Councilman Heinrich?
I have nothing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Councilwoman Noon?
I just want to thank everybody for another great farmers market season and for all the people in the borough who did come to the market. Unfortunately, the last day of the market was rained out. I also just want to give my thoughts and heartfelt prayers for everybody who suffered from the hurricane, and in both Puerto Rico and Florida and South Carolina, just everywhere that there's been terrible flooding and damage in the United States. So we are lucky just to have some rain.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Councilman Norris?
Updates on the LED lights?
No, I have not gotten any updates from our code enforcement.
Last time I spoke to him, he said he was going to contact the prosecutor to see if there was a limitation of how often he could write someone for violating our ordinance.
How often you can write to somebody?
Write up a ticket.
Oh, I was going to say,
we don't want to run into the harassment, but when you're blatantly not following the ordinance and disobeying the ticket, then you get another ticket, and then you get another ticket. When does it become harassment? Or
so there's enforcement mechanisms that it can go to court, and then each day it's a continuing violation that can be penalized. So that would be the way to do it. Instead of rewriting tickets over and over, it's got to be. Has a summons been issued?
He says he has.
Yeah. So is there a court date that's been set?
I have no idea about
that. That's what I would find out if you know, or I can find out or Lori. But that's the enforcement. That's instead of just rewriting summons after summons, it makes sense to have it heard, and then every day the violation continues is another
one. I noticed last night coming through town, the other location, at Prospect and 57, they have taken the LEDs out of the windows, but now they have attached them to the sign above their window and goes around the sign. So they moved them from the window to the sign. So they're still, now they do turn them off when they close, but they're on at dark. I mean, that was the whole point of not having the LED lights because they're so bright. And the next is about the, what do you call it? The holes, the signage, and the windows.
Oh, the vinyl?
Yeah, the vinyl. The bakery has, do you know if he has?
Yeah, I emailed him, but I haven't received anything, so I'll follow up with him.
I just don't think it's fair that we allow one business to do it and not allow the other one to do it.
Come on, right. So. Are you talking about Mead Heights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have the whole windows are.
Mm-hmm. Everything is covered. Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't let abilities do it because it goes against order.
Correct.
But yeah.
Yep. Thank you, Keith.
That's it.
Deputy Mayor Conley. Let me choose my words right. First of all, I've been sitting on this council since 2012. And for the council has followed through on things that's been put out to the public. We have not always been transparent like we should. But we should not be blamed for something four people did. Four people knew what they were signing when they did that, because they're trying to get back at others that they should not be. They should be thinking about the residents, not themselves, the residents of this borough, the taxpayers. I am a taxpayer just like anybody else is a taxpayer. I've been here 34 years. I've been paying taxes for 34 years. And there's no difference in me or anyone else not knowing what's going to happen to you if this happens. Again, I sympathize with everyone because I will be affected just as well as you. And again, I understand we need to get better in sending out information to the property owners, everyone. But sometimes our hands are tied because we have to refer to our attorney and what we do. We put out the wrong information, there's backlash. Because we are official government employees. We should not be putting out something that's going to affect us as well. That's why it didn't come from the council, because of that. We're not supposed to be on Facebook, but you do have people that are on Facebook. We are not supposed to be on Facebook, because spewing out nasty things is not a good thing. It only affects other people. I don't go on Facebook because of that. But I know my name is on Facebook because I sit on council, because I am the deputy mayor, because I was one of those who chose to get the garbage the way that it is. My face is all over on Facebook, me and Josephine and Keith, because we voted on getting the garbage the way that it is. Why? Again, because we are the wrong ones and they're the right ones, and it's not correct. So in order for us to be transparent, we're going to try, hopefully, from talking to the attorney, to get out this message to our property owners. And again, I apologize for coming from me, that I cannot get it out to you that the way that we should get it out. But again, vote no, because if you don't, you vote yes, you will not, you will sadly be, it's not right. So, coming from me, because like I said, I am a property owner, and again, I apologize as a deputy mayor that sits here, that the right information did not go out correctly. And again, I don't know what else to say to you, but I still apologize. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We are now going to be going into executive session. No action will be taken.
Potential litigation.
Yeah, it's due to a potential litigation, so.
If you need a motion.
I'm sorry. Let's take a motion. Make a motion for
I'll
executive
make a motion
session.
To go into executive.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Scott, you missed it.
Just talk to your neighbor.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay, let's
motion
see.
Motion.
Second.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second.
Aye. Night, everyone.
So we're adjourning?
Okay, all adjourned. Better get out.
What's your son?
I said I owe you 2 hours.
I don't think I can get up.
Actually,
I got too cozy in there.
No, I'm too tired.
You're right.
Why are you